Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Now, your local Nissan dealers present Let's Tackle It with Zach Banner. Brought to you in part by Tri-State Office Furniture, King's Jewelry, Net Experts, Town Square, TWN, SQR, and Baker Tilly. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Any point in your coaching career, did you ever have an interest or express an interest in being a head coach in the college game? And do you have any idea how that may not have led to folks like Ryan and Doug Whaley and Carson Palmer connecting you to some college jobs?
Hey guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never, okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
Good news, bad news. Bad news kind of day for us here on the Zach Banner Show. Brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. The good news, Mike Tomlin's not leaving for USC. The bad news for Zach is that Mike Tomlin's not leaving for USC.
Bunny, that was a hell of an introduction, dude. I think that when you were playing the victory song, I think they had no idea what was happening. But that was dope.
Is that the first time you've heard Tomlin address that rumor?
Nah, man. Like, it's not really something we talk about at work. He jokes with me all the time, though. He's like, hey, man, stop spreading those rumors. And I look at him and I start laughing because I'm like, wait, hold on. Because I actually shoot it down, you know, when people ever ask me about it personally. So I'm kind of confused because that's real. That could be a real conversation if a coach is pissed off that you're starting rumors in an organization. But that's all jokes aside, man. He put it to rest today. I love that. I just love people's reactions to it. You know what I mean? And I didn't even hear the question until now. That was hilarious. I didn't know it was that abrupt.
Did you hear who caught a stray there? Carson Palmer got thrown under the bus in that question. Because Palmer went on yesterday and said he's part of the search committee and they're talking about Tomlin.
You can talk all you want, man. You can knock on someone's door all you want. They don't have to answer. So he's not answering.
Are you jealous that USC hasn't consulted you? When are they going to pick up the phone and call Zach Banner for his two cents on the head coaching job?
I got my own problems to deal with. So I stay away from that, and I find out when I find out.
Is USC really that delusional that they think they could get somebody like Mike Tomlin there? Zach, I mean, come on. Really?
Stop it, Tony. Tony, don't. That's not delusional. He would be, first of all, just imagine a world where he wanted to do that. I think he would be exceptional at it. But
going and sitting in mom and dad's living room and eating their bed meatloaf and talking about how their son is going to be the next Matt Leinart. You really think he'd go for that?
Nah, I don't think he would be into the whole, I mean, you kind of have to as a head coach in the recruiting thing, but I don't know. I remember getting recruited by Saban, and he's won a lot of games, and he has the same type of passion and the same type of poise.
Wait, Saban recruited you? Is that what you just said? You broke up for a second.
Yes.
But so like, Nick Saban sat in your living room, or was it like on the phone? Give us the play-by-play of that.
After school, he showed up in his crocodile boots at Lakes High School. Very short.
What a flex.
Well-dressed. No, you're the one that wanted. I wanted to casually roll over it. Is Chris not here today? Where's he at?
Chris is painting one of his bathrooms, so he had better things to do. He couldn't pay someone to do it, so he's doing it himself and missing the show.
Right.
A very important.
What I'm trying to say is I think Coach T has how Coach T is viewed here in Pittsburgh. I feel like Nick Saban's viewed like that in Tuscaloosa. That's the only similarity. I was trying to really pick up on that. And so, but you have to want to dedicate yourself to that. It's a very different game. And also, you know, credit to Coach T. It is kind of offensive because it's just college, period. And then you're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he put it to bed.
Well, I don't think, and you can give your two cents on this without getting in trouble or ruffling any feathers. I don't agree, though, that every NFL job is better than the best college job. I mean, the Steelers' job is because they're loyal to coaches and they pay great and, you know, they believe in their coaches and empower them and all those things. But I said on the show earlier, I'd rather be Alabama's head coach than the Jets coach. You know, like, I don't think that.
I think that's a correct, you know, and no disrespect to the Jets organization, but I believe that's a correct observation. You know what I mean? But that's why I feel like. I don't think he was so offended. That's up to you guys.
See, I think he was upset, and that's why he brought up Sean Payton and Andy Reid's names at the end. Like, are you asking these other Super Bowl-winning coaches if they'd leave their job for college?
Amen, Mero. And I just feel like that'd be like me asking you if you could go commentate a high school football game, like, live in person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to really dumb it down that much, but, you know, what would it take for you to be offended like that, Pony? That's a serious question.
If someone
asked you to do something like that, something similar, let's make it personal about you. What would make you react that way?
If somebody asked me if I would leave this job to go do mornings in Harrisburg,
boom,
something like
amazing
that.
Amazing comparison.
I'd be like, what?
Even though I feel like we're dissing USC, it's still college. You know what I mean? You still got to do those pesky recruiting instead of, like, the best football, the best league in America. You know what I mean?
Sure. So that was Tomlin's way of shooting down USC. James Franklin also talked today. Let's allow for Zach to hear if you think James Franklin did the same thing to your alma mater. Did the Penn State coach also, when asked about USC, give an answer that is more like Mike Tomlin's, or maybe it's different? Let's hear that, Craig.
It has not been a discussion or an issue that I've heard from the staff or I've heard from the players. I've met with the leadership council. We've kept it, you know, very direct. And obviously there's things that we have discussions in great detail, you know, in our building with our family and the players and the staff, you know. So we try to do that the best we possibly can. I think we've done a pretty good job of that over my 8 years here, and we'll continue to try to do that. There's things that we can control, and there's things that we can't from the outside. This has been kind of a story that's happened on numerous occasions, and we just try to keep it as focused as we possibly can. But I think it's a fair question, and I understand where it's coming from.
How long down the road do you look at Penn State's future when it comes to the people that are ostensibly your peers in the administration?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, again, I think that's a fair question. Obviously, we're trying to be focused on Illinois and talking about Illinois as much as we possibly can.
Penn State is, by the way, Zach, Penn State's not playing Illinois this week. They're playing Ohio State, so that's how – flustered.
Yeah, that was last week, right? They got upset. That's not a word. They got upset last week, right?
He is giving the wrong name of the school. They're playing. You can control. You can't control what's being said on the outside. Yes, you can. You can say you don't have any interest in the job. You can control it, as a matter of fact.
I was going to ask, was this recorded last week? Or
no, this happened hours ago. This happened like 5 hours ago. This was at noon today.
Obviously, at Penn State, they're thinking about two things. One, they have to have leadership meetings and team meetings about the topic, so it's a serious thing. I feel like that was very much different than Coach T. It sounded like he's trying to keep a distraction from happening during Penn State season. He's not trying to be a distraction. And I think the second part of that, you know, they must have just got out of the film session of watching the Illinois game. It was hilarious.
Do those things affect teams on the field? Like, if there's a Penn State fan who's listening to this and they're hearing James Franklin address USC and LSU, and you're someone that's played college football at a place where coaches have come and go, does that trickle onto the field in college?
Yeah, it carries over in the sense of a distraction instead of worrying about a football game and executing that game plan. You know, my reasons were different at USC. We had coaches that were fired.
Yep.
And, you know,
Hear rumblings and rumors about those guys getting fired, right? Like, you'd show up to practice on Sunday or Monday and you're like, oh, the guy's still here.
But a hot seat, though, is like very different than a coach thinking about promoting himself to a better program, you know,
leaving for greener pastures.
And that's exactly. And it's just, if when you're number one in the country at USC and you're number one at Penn State, it's very different. So that's no disrespect to their program.
Well, we had a reporter come on today from the Associated Press and say it's okay to ask James Franklin about the USC job because that's a step up. Penn State, you agree with, well, of course you agree with that. You went to USC, but you think that that's clear cut. USC is a better job than Penn State, unequivocally.
Football on the East Coast is the only quality thing in football that's even comparable is Penn State football. And that's just because of the tradition. There's nothing like it on the East Coast. Western PA, is it in Western PA? Where is that at?
Central PA, they get players from here. It's 2 hours east and change.
I know certain Western PA people who don't like being, you know, called the East Coast. So I just, as a West Coast kid, the only thing that's comparable is Penn State football.
Well, how about Ohio State?
With that whole paternal, that's not really, that's Midwest to me.
Okay.
It's not that far. Ohio's not that far. Yeah, with the whole Paterno thing, you know, I was class of 2012, so we were in the middle of that. What was the redheaded coach that took over?
McQuarrie. He was the quarterback's coach that saw everything. It was Tom Bradley who was the interim coach there after Paterno.
Got you. I was a junior in high school during that, so it really, Penn State was out, so going that far east in football was out. And then Urban Meyer didn't take the job until the end of December for me, so. I mean, the furthest east I was looking at going was Oklahoma. And I think when you talk about those types of things, maybe back in the day in the 80s and 90s and that run that Penn State was going on for so long, maybe it would have been a different story back then. But I just feel like it's different. I'm trying not to put no bias towards that.
Did you have a sexy bye week? Did you have a big, glamorous bye week? Or did you have boring rehab bye week?
I had a mid-boring. I got to go see my little sister play. It'll be the last time I see her play soccer. I did a 24-hour trip and was back here rehabbing.
But where's she? I don't know. You never shared. You never shared stories about your other siblings' athletic achievements.
Yeah, my little sister. She's a soccer goalie. Back at home, her team, high school, Lakes High School, is the number 3 team in the state. She's a senior. And she's not going to play college soccer. She's just going to go to school, which I'm proud of her about. So I was able to fly out there and visit her for really quick and come back out here and get a lift in on Saturday and Sunday. So
where do you come down on the elaborate bye week? The guy that goes and does something exotic on bye. You like it?
When
smart.
I'm playing, like when I'm playing, that I'll take that type of bye week. But it just depends on what's exotic for you. You know what I mean? Like, I know some people who go hunting. I know some people who go
Duck fishing. Hodges.
I know some people who just go
would be
home.
One of those guys. Which, by the way, what is he up to these days?
He's in Canada, isn't he? I just saw him on IG the other day. I think he's in Ottawa.
Craig, have they looked that up? Are they playing Canadian football, and what are his numbers, Duck?
The Ottawa Red Blacks of the Canadian Football
League.
Yeah,
but they're not in season right now, are they?
When is Kitten?
I don't know.
I think I thought summer. The tunnel. It looks like.
They are, and his team did not fare very well last week. Although it looks like he came in for the other quarterback, so maybe it's good for him.
My God.
32-3.
Did you ever go hunting with him?
No, we never got around to that. I never really wanted to with him.
You're just against hunting, or you're opposed to hunting with him?
No, I'm talking about hunting with Duck. I don't think I've got to go hunting with Duck. James Washington, I'd go with seven.
Well, that's because I feel like if you go with Roethlisberger, it's a bougie hunting trip. You're staying in like the, you know, rich man's cabin. You've got all kinds of high-end things.
Man. Remember the rich man Walmart run? He might do a rich man Airbnb or something. I don't know. Like a three-star. What if he goes three-star?
I would just be so let down by that, because I would expect if I went with him that it was
high-class. You're shooting out of a helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. I've never gone hunting in my entire life. Have you, Craig?
You put the camo on? Nope.
Deer stand or whatever the hell they call that thing?
None of it.
Would love to.
Really?
Yeah, I would love to. It's just I've never got around to. J.C. Hassenauer, our center, does he goes boar hunting, I think, in Alabama. I don't think there's boar in Minnesota.
No. Although, yeah.
Him and the boys go boar hunting.
Okay. Well, boars are a problem down there. They're like a nuisance. They're dangerous, too.
Really?
Yeah. I've never taken a hook out of a fish mouth in my entire life and, like, had to handle it myself. Have you?
Would you go fishing with me? Yes, absolutely. Would you go fishing with me?
I like the idea of sitting in a fishing boat with a six-pack and BSing with you. And if I catch something, great. If not, so be it.
Let's do that.
I think DeCastro and Villanueva were super serious about their fishing.
I've been fishing with them, a couple times.
Because I feel like I would be the worst person to take on a fishing trip with them, because I would just want to talk and they would be too focused on the fishing part.
I mean, sometimes you just stop talking and you just go, but like we're talking the whole time. It was dehydrated. It was before last camp, before the season I got hurt. We went out somewhere up north. We drove out early, so I was asleep in the car ride. But we go to this lake, and it was so hot. I was dehydrated. I was like, how long have we been out here? Like 8 hours. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
By the way, we're going to do a candy draft at 5:45, and you have first pick.
Let's go.
You're going first. Ooh. I'm second. Craig's third. Four rounds, snake draft, and we'll post the results and ask our listeners who picked the best team of candy. So,
I already know my number one pick.
Wow. Not even a debate or discussion in the banner war room.
No. Right when we're on the clock, I'm sending the little guy up there with the card.
Coming up next, we have Ask Zach. I will say, I think it's because Mueller's not here. I am convinced this is the best batch of questions I've seen for this part of the show, by far.
Me and the O-line are going to go into the Penn game later.
Tonight?
Yeah, we're gonna be sitting on the glass.
Oh, you got to bang on the glass like Garrett Cole did and get thrown out for us.
Okay, I'll do it. First period.
Who's the God? I'd hate to sit behind you. I wouldn't see anything.
That's unfortunate.
Yep. All right. And brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Halloween candy draft in 15 minutes. Zach Banner on the clock with the number one pick. And he said no-brainer with this one. It's like last year's NFL draft. Everyone. There's Trevor Lawrence and everybody else. Pretty much.
It's everyone. Yeah. Come on.
All the draft Knicks, the Mel Kuypers of the world, have all universally decided that there is only one guy at the top.
There can only be one.
Yeah.
Craig, what's that movie?
No clue.
You know, Zach, I made a huge sacrifice in my marriage and started watching back old scary movies with my wife.
Did you?
Yeah.
Highlander is not a scary movie.
Oh. I didn't even know it was a movie to begin with.
What?
Yep. I watched Nightmare on Elm Street and the original Halloween this past weekend. They were okay.
I don't... That stuff doesn't...
Do it for you?
That stuff doesn't get to me anymore.
If Zach Banner was going to recommend a Halloween movie to his adoring 93.7 The Fan audience, his fans, what would that Halloween movie be?
If you have kids, Halloween Town, mm-hmm. back old school Disney, mm-hmm. and then if the kids are asleep, I would say either Get Out is a good one, or it's just not really a Halloween movie. It's just a thriller, really, in my eyes. I just don't want to pick the cliche. Honestly, the clown movie, I saw that when I was a kid, and I've been scared ever since. But probably it. But
the remake or the original?
Either or, whichever. If you like originals, then watch the original. If not, watch the new one. They're both jacked up in their own way.
Is Jaws a Halloween movie?
No.
Okay.
I mean, what makes a Halloween movie, though? It's a scary movie. And it, I mean,
if you went to an old school video store, would Jaws be in the horror section?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. But I feel like horror, and then there's Halloween movies, you know? Am I taking it too far?
Like, does a Halloween movie have to center around the holiday? Like, does there have to be something? Because Nightmare on Elm Street doesn't have any trick-or-treaters in it, but it's looked at as a Halloween movie.
Right. We're agreeing. We're saying the same thing. I thought you said Halloween and then you said horror. Mm-hmm. Those are just two separate things to me.
Yeah. All right. Ask Zach, but what should the guy in Tampa who had the 600th touchdown ball handed to him by Mike Evans, what should he have done with the ball?
Much respect to that dude for giving it back, but I have multiple friends and family who say they wouldn't have done the same thing. Nobody I know would have done the same thing.
And I have no problem with that. I have no issue with that. I support those people in your family that are saying that.
Absolutely. That's part of the game, right? And it's also like, I don't know, that E60 or whatever they do episode, that's going to be you 10 years from now. Where did that ball go? But no, you had to be lame and take the, store credit? Didn't they give him store credit?
He got store credit. What else, Craig? He got
signed memorabilia.
Some signed memorabilia from Evans and Brady. He got season tickets for the rest of this year.
And I think next year.
And next year. But still, that ball, the market value of that ball is in the hundreds of thousands because guys like, you know this dude, guys like Thomas Tull will spend $300,000 on a ball like that. You know?
No comment.
The guy's got like a framed Babe Ruth jersey in his living room from when the dude pointed to the fence and hit a home run in the World Series. Like, billionaire sports fans will just say, what the hell? What's $200 million? I don't
care.
You're right.
That ball would have been, what if it was in Kraft's office, like, the next week? he bought it.
So one of the things Brady did, and he said this on the Manning Cast last night, is Brady gave the guy a Bitcoin, or said he's giving the guy a Bitcoin.
Okay.
So what do you make of that? That the guy is getting some cryptocurrency out of the deal?
There's people who like crypto, and then there's people who just don't. I'm one of the second.
I can hear it. How about Russell Okung wanted paid in Bitcoin, Zach?
I know. Props to him, man. Honestly, there is no... I don't want
to
say...
What do you mean props to him?
To
you disagree with him on it immensely, entirely.
It's just... It's commenting on other people's finances is a very touchy subject, especially when you're part of it. But it's just one of those situations that I wouldn't have done. I, this is my personal opinion, and there's so many people who are avid about crypto and that conversation, but the market is just as powerful, you know, and I'll just leave it at that. And, yeah, if not more. I mean, you hear my voice about that.
Would you sell the Bitcoin, Zach, or you hold on to it?
I don't know.
Would you sell the Bitcoin as soon as you got it, or would you hold on to it?
I would personally try. Yeah, I would try to match the investment and try to get it, like, sell it. I really would.
What is it now? Did you said you looked at the price earlier, Craig. What is it, in the 60s?
Yeah, it keeps fluctuating. It was like $63,000 for one Bitcoin.
I think if I were him, I'd sell it immediately.
Yeah, but you don't want to like, oh, look, I'll hold on to this, and it's Tom Brady's Bitcoin that he...
Well, that's the thing Craig brought up, is that could you sell Tom Brady's Bitcoin for more because it belonged to Tom Brady?
Celebrity-owned Bitcoin.
I don't know how that whole thing works.
I don't think, yeah. We would have to, dude, this is how 93.7 sets this game up. Maybe we get somebody we call in about crypto. We have
about crypto. You want to have your mind?
Maybe we could turn it. Maybe we could do that.
This will break your mind. I had somebody tweet this at me when we talked about this earlier. Could you sell the Tom Brady Bitcoin? The guy said it would have to be an NFT connected to Tom Brady sold Bitcoin. Yeah. I don't even know what that means. Like, how does? What is that?
So you would legit have to take like a picture or some kind of image of the ball or just whatever, and that's an NFT. I was going to get to that. Like, I think you could sell it as an NFT, but how you would turn it into an NFT, I don't know about. Crypto and NFTs are more consistent to me than crypto is. And then there's other people who disagree and think the reverse.
Well, so, Craig invests in the NBA Top Shot. He got into that whole craze, Zach. He was obsessed with it.
We talked about that.
Chunk of change.
Did you cash out of that mostly?
I sold one for $7,300, and I still have a bunch.
And are they like steady? Are they making money or losing money? Or
it's down from where it used to be. The whole collection I have left is probably worth like $5,000.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch said last night that he used to do a shot and a half of Hennessy before every game.
There you go.
Would you say that puts him in the smallest of minorities in the NFL, or do you think there might be more guys who you don't know and you're not going to name on the show who might do stuff like that?
Definitely the second one, but the pause, though, the dramatic pause after you said that was priceless, by the way. I wanted to start laughing. I almost started crying. Like, there's just dudes who just, like Marshawn was a great player, right?
Yep.
But, like, in no way is he in the same good health as Tom Brady. Maybe the best mental health. Maybe, you know what he say, protect his chicken. He's protecting his chicken. But there's just guys who just take their health more seriously than others. And, like, you know, I'm not going to put – I mean, there's dudes like when Ocho Cinco talks about eating McDonald's.
Every day.
Every day. Like, there's nothing – like, that's cool to some people. I just don't know. Like, him taking a shot before a game, that's just something that you would laugh at. You know what I mean? Like, I do know guys who have gone out. You can't really go out the night before games because we're in the hotel, but, you know, during the week and stuff and during seasons, you know, post-game celebration, that's something different. But,
yep.
Some guys, you know, sit around.
So
the night before.
See, I think Marshawn, and I can relate to him on this, because I've done it. If I'm really, really nervous about doing a show and I can feel it and I'm psyching myself out and I've got anxiety over it, once in a while I'll do a shot just to take the edge off.
So my mom will have a glass of wine to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this. Let me clarify myself.
Yep.
I don't know what that's like, what you just said. Mm-hmm. To get energized. There's dudes that I know will take a midday drink, like, with their food, and will have practice, like, not at the facility, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they'll have a midday drink, and it's that's different to me, man, because, like, the hangover, I know you don't have a hangover from one drink, but just alcohol in general, like, the hangovers and everything about it, and dehydration, and just kind of what it does to your liver and everything.
Well, how about what it did to Najee? He said he had a few drinks and that's why he cramped up. in that game here.
Did he?
He did say that, yeah. So you're right, though. I mean, the dehydration thing is real.
Yeah, if that works for you, then power to you. And also, let's just remind you, he said one shot. You know what I mean? What if he did it at – I'm not, like, questioning this man's morals or his lifestyle because he's doing that. I just personally am not consuming alcohol within 48 hours of a game.
He's also eating Skittles the entire game, too. So it's not like this guy is a body is a temple type guy.
He's got gold caps on his teeth. Like, come on. What
Correct.
Are we talking about here?
Yeah, I once saw Marshawn Lynch at a Halloween party, and he was in full chicken gear. Speaking of, like, the chicken quote from him, he was dressed up like a chicken.
There you go.
And he had the chicken head off, and it was just the Marshawn Lynch head on, like, a feather. It was hilarious. It's still to this day one of the funniest things I've seen.
He is one of the funniest, coolest dudes that I've ever seen in NFL. I met him in person, like, once, and I've heard stories about how cool he is. Like, dope. And also the Huma dude run. Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, man.
It caused an earthquake up there.
It did.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Western North Huntington, Uniontown. Zach Banner with us. Coming up next, it is the highly anticipated Halloween candy draft. Four rounds. Zach has the first pick. I'm second. Craig's third. Craig tried to orchestrate a trade. Swapping of picks.
What?
I'm not doing it. I know he's trying to move up. I'm not going to let it happen, Zach. I'm standing where I am.
No. How do you trade that?
I offered him a Bitcoin.
Can you hit the button to make the noise? You're on the clock, and then the pick is in.
Do you have that?
We can come up with something.
Yeah, I think we have that, actually. We could do that.
All right, let's go.
We can give some bells and whistles to this, give it legitimacy. All right, headline time,
Craig. I think if he does that well in my introduction, then that will be his trade up, and then he can take the second spot.
Yeah, but that screws me over.
I know. I'm punking you, low-key, for your thing. I'm just low-key telling you, like, he might – if he does well in this, and it's like, you know, it sounds real.
Okay.
I'll give thumbs up, thumbs down if he's the second pick.
Like, maybe it's like something like this? You like that?
That was. Did you just do that, Tony?
I did. Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay, you keep your second pick.
Right.
You can do it.
Thank
Craig's
you.
Fired.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's time for today's peak moment, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. The Steelers play the Browns on Halloween, so Zach will be working instead of trick or treating. So we are now going to do, in his honor, a Halloween candy draft. Craig, using the theme from the movie Halloween to put us in the mood.
Craig, you're such a bottom pick guy. That means you're a winner, but this is horrible. What's going on?
All right, Zach. You said when you were given the number one pick that you were ready to make a selection then, that there is a no-brainer with the number one overall selection in the holiday Halloween candy draft. The pick is
in. Let's go. I'm walking up. Cue the noise. And with the first pick in the 2021 candy Halloween draft, Zach Banner selects Reese's Cups, peanut butter cups. Absolutely number one. No brainer.
I thought you were going candy corn.
Trash. It's the Mike Leach thing, right? Remember Mike Leach? Oh, did you see him break down candy?
Yeah, on the field after they just beat Vanderbilt. How disrespectful is that if you're a Vanderbilt player where they're not even asking about what it's like to beat you? The coach is like getting sidetracked with a lengthy debate about candy corn and other Halloween treats.
It was priceless. He really went in. But yeah, no. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, that puts me up, and I thought you were going in a different direction. I had somebody else number one on my draft board. I'm taking Snickers. It has everything. Ooh. It's the complete package. Caramel, whatever that nougat thing is.
It doesn't have peanut butter,
though. It's got peanuts.
It doesn't have peanut butter.
It has crunch and chewy. It has it all. Snickers.
Wasn't it the Vikings that got passed over for a pick because they weren't ready?
Yeah, the clock ran out on
that's me no, right what? Now. You just stole my pick.
Let's go!
I'm scrambling.
Let's go! And you got to make two picks in a row!
My whole draft board's gone.
Oh, a draft day shocker!
What?
Now where do you go?
Well, now we go to my number two pick, and I'm left scrambling
for
the next one.
You're not mocking candy corn anymore. You might have to take them. You're running out of options.
All right, my first pick is in. It was going to be my second pick. My first pick is in.
Let the music play out. No, play it again, Paul, one more time, because he ruined it.
Begrudgingly, my first pick of the draft now, I still like it, but it wasn't going to be number one, is Kit Kats.
You're not even selling it as a great pick.
You're getting booed. Kit
Kats? I'm not happy with it.
You hate your first pick. You've got three more picks to make.
It's going to be a long draft. This is not going to be our year. We'll be back at the top of the board next year, I feel like.
Kit Kat.
We'll be picking early in the 2022 Halloween
draft. I've never
Halloween
seen you eat a Kit Kat in my entire life.
Oh, I love them. I do. They just weren't the number one pick.
He got a first-round punter, bro.
And it's not Leckler. All right. Number two.
All right. My number two pick. I still like this one.
Hold on. Hold on.
Play the music.
Hold.
With my second pick of the draft, I'm going Airheads.
All right, bro. Go, Pony. I'm done talking to him for just a couple more picks.
This is like the draft where the Browns took Trent Richardson with the third pick. I mean, this is a brutal draft.
Airheads.
I love Airheads. Different flavors.
What a selling point. There's a variety of flavors.
Your watermelon.
All right. I'm next. I'm shocked that this is still out there.
Oh, God.
I'm taking the best kind of M&M, peanut M&Ms.
Oh, you bastard. I hate you.
Let's go.
I hate you, bro.
I am stealing picks from people left and right.
Bro, that is, honestly, I'm not even acting, I'm not faking. I wish I wrote it down so I could take a picture and tweet it. It was.
On the tip of your tongue. Now you're flustered and have to make two picks, Zach.
No, I'm calm, collected. Hit my music. Butterfingers. But the little mini bites.
Garbage.
Have you ever had those, Greg?
Butterfinger bites.
Greg, have you ever had those?
Garbage.
The Butterfinger bites.
You took Airheads in the second round, and you're calling out picks?
Honestly, you took Airheads.
Yeah, they're delicious.
You took Airheads.
You're the only person on planet Earth who looked at Airheads as the fourth best candy in the entire universe of candies.
Maybe I'm a genius then.
Right. I just took a tight end with my second round pick. People are like, huh?
Yeah, but it's a Kelsey type.
And then six games later, they'll chant you.
All right, next up. Round three.
You're going to be happy about this. We'll take it away from the chocolate, the flavors. We'll switch it up. Mm-hmm. Sour Patch Kids. You're happy, Greg. I think I took your next one, didn't I?
Well, I thought that and peanut M&Ms would both be there, so we're still scrambling.
You actually made a decision for me, Zach, because I was thinking about Sour Patch Kids, and I was, I'll be honest, I might have taken them, but now that you made the decision for me. Skittles.
Oh, I like the Skittles, but do you go exotic flavors or just regular?
I'm going with the OG of Skittles. Give me that original red pack. They've replaced lime with green apple, so they've spiced it up a little bit.
Ooh.
Sexed it up a little bit with a green apple flavor in there. Skittles.
I was in here saying, don't say Skittles. Don't say Skittles.
No way. Craig, are you getting bullied?
All right. Your last two picks. Can you make up for the Kit Kat and Airheads disaster?
Bro, the Airheads was trash.
Play the music. Starburst.
Too much work. I hate unwrapping them. And they get stuck in your teeth.
Too.
Variety again. Lots of flavors.
Give them a no. You're staying with like elementary school kid candy. Hit them with the music again. Go. Put the pressure on them.
All right. My final pick of the...
What?
You never had those?
Is this a Yinzer thing? Am I missing something?
It's like a sugar-coated caramel thing that has more sugar inside of it.
Correct.
All right, retire, bro. We talked about it the other day. You said if radio doesn't work, you're going to sell insurance. Let's go.
All right, my last pick to round out my draft. I've got Snickers, peanut M&Ms, and Skittles. Twix.
What is that?
Twix. That's just a like solid pick. Rock solid pick. You know what you're getting with Twix.
It is. What's your three picks again?
Snickers, peanut M&M, Skittles, and Twix. That's a murderer's row of candy. You show up to a house and those are the four candies they have, you're happy as a kid, especially if they don't go the cheap way and go with the fun size and you get the real deal. All right, Mr. Irrelevant, Zach.
Cowtails. I'm going with the Swedish Fish.
Bang. Ooh. A little bit redundant with Bang. Sour Patch. They're going to try to figure out who plays and who doesn't. That's kind of be a camp battle. All right, Zach, enjoy the Penguins game tonight, man. I bet you get on
Thanks,
the Jumbotron.
Pens fans,
hey,
let's go crazy.
You got to try to get one of your teammates like they do in Nashville with the Titans line to take their shirts off and chug beers tonight. Can you do that? Can we get that?
See what I can do.
That'll go viral. You got to do it.
If I follow through, I'm going to do it? Or do I get somebody
to do it? Yeah, get somebody to do it. Yeah, don't debase yourself.
I got you.
Yeah. Get Kendrick Green, 24 going on 40 to do it.
24 going on 45.
Good point. All right, Zach, see you, man.
Bye, guys. Later, Craig.
Yep. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.